Hello.
Yeah, this is like, can you request a call back from customer service?
Yes, I did. I was online yesterday and was supposed to have been charged a $5.99 charge. And looked at my bank account, and I was charged $59.
All right, let me get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
27572.
You said 27572?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Mandy Medlin.
All right. And then verify your address for security purposes.
It is 7346 Helena Mariah Road, Rougemont, North Carolina, 27572.
Thank you.
When I went to opt out of it, where it says, no thanks, I'm not interested, I hit the button, and the charge went straight on through.
Let me see what happened. All right, it looks like here I'm showing that you took a survey to try to win a Makita drill. Is that correct?
Well, actually, it was saying that if I paid the $5.99 shipping on the drill.
No, we don't charge you anything for shipping. If you happen to win the drill, if you're selected, they just contact you by email. So I'm not sure what happened with that. But the reason why they billed you, whenever you put your information in to try to win that Makita drill, it tells you the terms and conditions, you are automatically enrolled into that Bytub meal planning app subscription. So I'm not sure why it would say you said it was a way to decline it, because you're automatically billed for that if you sign up.
Okay, because it told me that if I got the email from Home Depot that says that if you participate in the survey, you automatically get it, and there's one left, so you just pay $5.99 shipping. I've actually got a copy of it. I did screen prints of it.
Yes,
I'm always weary of any of that stuff.
I know. Yeah, but usually that's probably, I'm just assuming that was probably in the ad that you received from Home Depot, but yeah, if you read the terms and conditions, then it tells you that information I gave you.
Okay, honey, I'm going to beware next time.
Oh, yeah, once people see the ads, they get excited, so they usually just put the information and get off, so that's usually what happens.
Yeah, well, what's that saying? If it seems too good to be true, it usually
is. It probably is.
Yeah, I'm a sucker, believe me.
No, you're fine, you just wanted you tell you just wanted your a drill.
Yeah, well, actually, I was trying to do it for my husband to be nice.
I know. I'm sure it was a nice one.
Yeah, and see, we have a Home Depot card, so I was like, you know, it's no big deal. So, yeah, it was too.
You're fine. I'll go ahead and help you with that. All right. So, yeah, basically the app focuses on how to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. Would you like to try it at $20 a month?
No, honey, I'm not interested.
She's like, look, I was just trying to get that drill.
Yeah, that's it.
No, I hate those. I was never really able to take this already. Every time I would try to, like, take one, it would always, like, freeze up. So I was like, forget it. I just stopped taking them.
Yeah. It went right on through.
Did
I didn't have an issue with it, yeah. It just wouldn't let me opt out of the rest of it. And when I hit that no thanks, I'm not interested, it was like, chung. I was like, uh-oh, something's wrong here. I've done something. And here I am trying to be all hush-hush about it. And when I looked at the checking account, I was like, oh, crap.
Oh, yeah, you're probably like, oh, Lord. Well, tell him, look, you were trying to be nice to get him a drill, and, you know, so he better not be saying anything to you about it.
That's it. You know, in today's world with gas going up $6 a gallon.
Don't even get on it. I'm just like, okay, what are they doing? Like, they're doing nothing to help for the gas, food. I mean, nothing. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's horrible, you know.
Yeah,
it really is. I just don't understand it.
Me either. I'm just thinking, at first they were helping out with the pandemic, okay. So now, okay, we see that's just here to stay, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, now, okay, what are you going to do about the gas prices? What are you going to do about the food? I mean, people literally probably cannot even afford this.
Right. And especially the baby food, the baby formula, that's what's killing me.
I heard about that. So, they just got like a shortage on it, or was there something wrong with it?
I think it was just a shortage on it, and they're trying to produce it. Oh, they had to shut down two plants.
Oh, well, that's probably what it was.
Yeah. Oh, the machine broke. Okay. Trying to reproduce it. Yeah. Okay. That's horrible. You know?
Isn't it? Well, there must have been something in it. They must have had like a recall or something.
Yeah. It's just awful.
Yeah. And then they're talking about, I think I seen where they said talking about you can use cow milk. Okay. Most people do not have cows.
Mm-mm. No.
So tell me where in the world these people are going to get cow milk from. Look, they better just give them some water.
Well, you know, and I've always heard, like, you know, give them the powdered milk and put a little bit of honey in it. Or
yeah, or either that the cereal. I'm sure they still got the cereal. They can just put this, add the cereal to the water and give them that.
That's it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that'll get them full real quick. I know it's horrible. I tell you, I don't know what they're gonna do. They need to be doing something. Like I said, they're not. I just don't know what's going on. I mean, they're just acting like it's no big deal, I guess.
Yeah. And that's sad, you know.
Isn't it? I don't know what the world's coming to.
My phone's talking to me.
Oh, I thought you were in the car driving.
No. Not yet.
I heard something like a GPS. I thought you were
Yeah,
driving.
That's what it is. It's crazy.
I know. Tell me about it. But I think I can get you canceled. I even write down the cancellation number.
No, honey. As long as it's done, then I'll take your word for it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got you taken care of.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. And from now on, I'm definitely going to read all the fine print.
Look, I mean, read all the information.
Yes. No more free stuff.
Well, I know. I've never got anything free anyway.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I was thinking. But anyway, honey, you have a wonderful afternoon, and thank you so much for helping me.
All right, you're definitely welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day and stay safe.
Okay, honey, you too.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, goodbye.